Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm just so thankful to have you with me today as we study God's Word together. So let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time of reading in His Word. Heavenly Father, what can we say again to these things? Day by day, we have the opportunity to hear from the Almighty, creating God. Lord, that You gave us the Bible to be able to study and learn about You and Your ways, to know how You want us to be. And Lord, You want us to know You, and it's exciting every time we come to Your Word. And so we pray today that You'll bless our time together. Lord, that You'll lead us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live by that truth according to Your Spirit as well. We bless You again and thank You for Your Word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Of Love and Defense of the Gospel, and it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 17. As Paul the Apostle listed several motives which brethren used to share the gospel, he knew that many of them shared out of envy and strife, but some shared with goodwill. In chapter 1 and verse 17 in his letter to the Philippians, Paul shares another reason that some of them declared the good news of Jesus Christ. He wrote, "But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel." The verse begins, "But the other of love." Paul added to his list of those who were sharing the gospel with a motive of love, which is the Greek word agape, and it means affection, goodwill, benevolence, brotherly love, and unconditional love. There were those who Paul knew about, they knew his imprisonment, and they were not telling others about Jesus from an ill standpoint, but were sharing with others because they loved him. The verse goes on to say, "Knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel." These brothers knew that Paul the Apostle was set, which means to be by God's intent set, that is destined, appointed by God. However, Paul was not set or appointed by God for no reason. Paul was set for the defense, which is the Greek word apologia, from which we get our English word apologetics of the gospel. In other words, these brothers who preached the gospel with love knew that Paul's destiny to share the gospel of Jesus Christ was determined by God. Paul knew these brothers were familiar with this verbal defense of the gospel, and they were too determined to continue to share with others, even though Paul was in prison because of his apologetics. Do we know others who share the gospel and have paid a price for doing so? Have we ever shared the gospel ourselves and paid a price? These brothers of whom Paul spoke shared from a correct motive, and they knew it was determined by God that Paul share in whatever defensive way was necessary to bring people to Jesus Christ. What about us? Do others know we are set for the defense of the gospel? As we ponder the words of Paul, perhaps our prayer should be, "Heavenly Father, help us to know Your appointment for our lives, and may we serve You with the motive of agape love in the same manner in which Paul's brothers shared." May the Lord bless us with His determination to do so. Next time, Paul shares his conclusion about how and why these men shared. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.